Thank you, Minister Patton. What did you have in your spirit Wednesday night?
Summary form, more or less.
Summary form.
Summary form was that many of us have arrived to a place of a false summit. Does anybody know what a false summit is? Anyone seen the? I'll take you there. All right, you're gonna follow me real quick. The movie with Mark Wahlberg. Anybody a Mark Wahlberg fan? I know some of you are. Anyways, Lone Survivor. They were trying to come up to higher ground. They had to ascend up this hill. And from the vantage point that they were, their perspective, it looked like they had to go this way and they would get to the top of the summit. But what happened is they got about halfway up and it was a false summit. It dropped off on a ridge down and they would have to go up again. But it put them in a vulnerable spot in that moment. And it can, when hikers and things like that take these journeys, a false summit can be discouraging. So God was simply saying, in terms of some of us have come to a false summit, we may have arrived to a place that we wanted to be there, but we got here, okay? And we can't let this moment discourage us. If we found ourselves depleted, if the resources are gone because we only packed to go all the way up, and now we used it all up and we only made it here, that God is the one that's going to now take us because he's got a reservoir that's unlimited. We left comforts and luxuries behind, and you may say, should I go back to it and trail back down the hill because I arrived somewhere that I didn't intend to get to? It's not time to retreat, but it's time to advance, come on, and to take with all courage the next steps and walk and ascend right up because God is saying we go up, come on, and we just ascend up to the true summit. We know that it's there because we can see it, but just because we arrived to a false summit and a false height doesn't mean that we can't make it up again. Come on. Amen? So if it's all, it's for all of us or some of us have arrived to a false summit, a false peak as they call it, but we don't give up. Come on, this is when we press in harder. This is where God gives us what we need to take us up. Amen. I kind of cut that short, huh? You want a little more? Yeah. Amen. It's really not to draw back in discouragement because you got to understand what it does to the to those that are hiking and things like that. You know, they're going up, and then to only arrive to this part, because you got to think of the perspective, right? It's almost like, not a mirage, but it almost is, there's an illumination that like, okay, it's just a straight shot. But then you get to that one point, and why is it dropping off again? Why is it that I'm going to have to make almost like a reset, where I'm going to have to make another mounting effort to go all the way up again? You don't know, and you would be like looking at God like, you don't know what it took to get here. And yes, he does. He knows exactly what it took to that first summit. And to that ridge that you're at now. And when we're acting like God doesn't understand. And we're acting like, God, why did you take me this way? But it's for that perfecting. Come on. And this is the moment that we got to trust. It's like there's really no other choice. The rations are out. The resources are gone. I've left the luxuries behind. But I know I got to come up here because I won't be content down here. I didn't start this journey for no reason. Right? And you may have started it all like, yeah, you know, high-fiving everybody along the way. And then when you get to this point and you were like, yes, oh, I'm feeling it now. But and then like, what happened? Like, I was trying to go there. I only made it here. But come on, this is where God shows himself true and strong. If we've arrived at a false peak and a false summit, this is where we trust him more. This is where trust kicks in. Amen? This is where we tap in again to that unlimited reservoir of God's power. This is where God shows that all things are possible through Christ. And really, I got to attach this. This is the foundational scripture of it all, is that hope deferred makes the heart sick because you're waiting and you're trying to hope because, you know, it's not the world's kind of hope. This is the one that's like expectation. No, I'm going to get to the top. And then, wait, why am I here? I was expecting to get to the top. So hope deferred can make the heart sick. But come on, a longing fulfilled is like a tree of life. So you got to know that, first of all, that longing has to be for God because he's the one. We got to understand this. That tree of life, it's already in us. Come on. That longing for what we need, God is already in us. Come on. But when we get there, it will minister. How many of you have seen things where God has walked you through and to, and it's like, oh, man, I could keep thinking about that testimony all the time and be like, yeah, that was a real good one you did, Lord. And then you're at this one, and you got to recall to mind those things. I'll leave you with this last part, that we got to understand what's charging our battery. We got to be, what is fueling our and charging our battery? And what do I define that as? I'm just giving you an analogy, right? Is what is your motivation? Because if our motivation in things is in things that can't keep recharging us, then that's false motivation. What am I saying? Is that if our motivation was in the pats on the back and the high fives and there's nobody around to charge that part of the battery anymore, come on, then that won't be a good motivation. If our inspiration is things like, oh, just getting to the top and getting the praises of men, well, my battery's out and that can't charge my battery because I'm not even there. What has to be our motivation? Come on. And it'll sound super elementary when it's said. Our motivation and the thing that charges and fires us up has to be our love for Jesus Christ. Come on. Has to be our love for God, because that'll be an endless supply of charging that battery. Now, if I'm understanding this correctly, and all those that enjoy automotive in the house can correct or, you know, give me a little bit of help, but I believe that as the battery's being used, it's being charged, right? Okay? So as you're loving God, come on, it's an endless supply of motivation to get to the top. Then when you've arrived to the false peak, and if it's been that your battery's been charged to the wrong things, it's just time to unplug and plug in. Come on. That you can plug in again to your love for God. And it may feel like, Lord, this is where you abandoned me, and this is it. This is the height. This wasn't the height that I wanted to get. And you got to realize something, that we got to celebrate every point that we get to in God. So you may arrive to a height, and you wouldn't have got there unless you made that first step. You came to a false peak, but now you can see a ridge all the way up to that. Come on. It may seem like defeated. You may feel depleted, but charge your battery once again into the love of God and love for him. Come on. It's a relationship. Take it out of the motivations of getting praise from men. Take it out of the motivations of false things to where I ain't got the kick anymore. I can't go anymore. But this, oh, come on. This are the moments that God brings us to show a desperation. Come on. This is a moment that he brings us to show a desperation that all you can do is look to him and there's no turning back. And really, it's up to us how long we're going to unplug from those other things and plug up with God. But really, it can happen in this moment today. Come on, that's all we got to do is begin to love him again. And if you feel he's afar, and if you feel that you've calibrated off and now you're way over here, it's easy. He just says, repent and return, and return to your first love. Let him fire you up again. And let him just take that next part and get ready to ascend to the true summit of his promises. And I'll help you out, because it may be that you set a goal about a new job and got disappointed. It may be that you set a goal of having a child and you got disappointed. It may be that you set a goal and you fell short, but the true goals have to be those of the kingdom. Come on. The true goals, if you put God's goals first, he'll make your goals a priority. Come on. And you'll be so content that even if your goals don't come to fruition, if his goals do, that's all that matters. Come on. Because he'll give you better stuff along the way. I didn't want you to have that, but I want you to have this. And let that blow your mind. Hallelujah. But our goals have to be the kingdom. Miracles, signs, and wonders. That's the summit that we're after, where there be such a breakout of God's power and revival. That's the true summit. It's not what you see today. Social media is not winning the battle. Come on. It's not the left or the right that's winning the voice that's to be heard. It's the church of the living God declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the true summit. And if we prioritize that, he'll cause us to ascend, and the children will come. Come on, the jobs will come. If we just ascend to the true summit, because he'll be fueling you along the way. If we try to go our own way, there's not provision in that. If we build the Lord's house, there's provision in that. Come on. If we ascend up to build his house, if we go after the true summit, if we embrace our identity as the church, we pray in tongues. Come on. We declare the word of God unabashedly. Is that a word? I don't know where it came from. Unashamedly. Come on. If we do it, and we say we will do it. If we embrace our identity, we'll no more be just confused. But this is it, saints. Come on. We're the church of the living God. We got to know who we are. And we got to go up to the true summit. In this moment where you feel depleted, plug into God's love once again. And arise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.